I had been speaking on prayer and fasting, and which is very much required. At the same time as you take it in as a teaching, at the same time it's a prophetic direction and a prophetic instruction to the body of Christ that we got to involve ourselves in the ministry of prayer and along with fasting. That's why I started to take the series last to last Friday, and we started off with praying and fasting. So I have already covered a lot of things, and the last Friday what we covered was the life of Daniel, and we covered that the obedience is the platform where you are supposed to build the life of prayer and fasting. There needs to be the evidence of obedience and faithfulness in your life on which you can build the life of prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Prayer ministry of Daniel was to bring the plans, purpose and the decrees of God to execution on earth. That was the prayer ministry of Daniel. That's why he had a burden to pray and fast. I want to give you 5 points before we start. 5 points. What happens in the realm of the spirit when we pray and fast, and what happened during the time of Daniel, okay? And how you see how the prayer is to implement what is in God's heart. What is in God's heart? Prayer is that tool to implement the purpose of God. What is in God's heart? To bring it out and to bring it in the mind of a person. And when it comes into the mind of a person, he can pray and implement it on earth. So, are you understanding? Prayer is what? God has many plans in his heart. Many plans that are unfulfilled. He wants to implement on earth. So, for God to implement his plans, the things upon his heart on earth, he wants prayer warriors. He wants intercessors on earth. So that when intercessors start to engage to pray in the spirit, what happens is when you pray, that very purpose in God's heart, God starts to communicate to your mind in prayer. So when you pray, what happens is the burdens in the heart of God come to you as your burden in prayer. So point number one, every purpose that is on God's heart, point number one, write it down. Every purpose that is on God's heart is transmitted to a man's heart as a prayer burden. I have written this down so that you can understand it very in a simple way. Point number one is what? Every purpose that is on God's heart is transmitted to a man's heart as a prayer burden. Okay? And that prayer burden comes in the form of a prayer point or a prophecy. That person will start to pray about it. Okay? Let me give you some examples. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 15. Open your Bibles now. Isaiah chapter 15. Let us quickly read verse 1. Verse 1, just the first line. The burden against Moab. Isaiah chapter 15. The burden, what? Everyone say the burden. The burden against?
The burden.
Against Moab.
The burden.
Okay?
The burden.
Again, Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1. The burden against Damascus. What is that? The burden.
The burden against Damascus.
Then let's go to Isaiah chapter 19, verse 1. The burden against Egypt.
Burden against Egypt.
Let's go to Isaiah chapter 21. There are many, so we will go only for four of them. Isaiah 21. The burden against the wilderness of the sea. When you read the Bible, you will think it's the prophecy for Moab. You will think it's the prophecy for Egypt. But it was not a prophecy when it came to Isaiah. It came as a burden from the heart of God. Are you understanding? Every prophecy, if God gives me some word over America, it comes from God's heart as a burden in my heart, in my mind. The burden for America, the burden for Canada. So when you start to pray and fast, we are on prayer and fasting. Okay, we are on prayer and fasting. Remember that. I am teaching you on prayer and fasting. when we start to engage, whatever, 2-day fast, 3-day fast, or partial fasting for 20, whatever fasting, what happens is, God starts to communicate to you what is on his heart. That is how the operation starts. So Isaiah, whatever he prophesied against Egypt, against Moab, or against Babylon, it came in the form of burdens. So when he was sitting with God in prayer, God would communicate to him in burden, and that would come out of his mouth as prophecies. That is prophecy. The burden of God that is communicated through a mouth of a servant of God. That is prophecy. It's God's heart that the mouth of a man speaks. Okay? So, are we understanding the first point? I am going very slow. I don't want to rush because I want to make you guys understand. Let's go to point number two. This is just the beginning. There is a huge process that happens. Huge process. Point number two is, then when fasting is applied to the prayer burden, when fasting is applied to this burden, to the prayer burden, it activates and initiates the process for the fulfillment of the prophecy. The process is initiated by God through his angels and the Holy Spirit. Let me come again. When fasting is applied to the prayer burden, now you receive the burden and you feel as if the Holy Spirit is asking you to pray for that burden. You receive the burden for your state, Georgia or Pennsylvania. You feel something is going to happen and Holy Spirit is leading you to fast for your state or for your country. Now when you start to fast along with that prayer burden that is come in your heart from God, the second point is about that. What happens is God activates and initiates for the implementation of that purpose that has come inside of you. And you, when you start to fast, it will start to initiate angelic activities in heaven for the fulfillment of the very burden and the prophecy that has come in your mind. Hallelujah. Okay? I hope you are understanding slowly. That is point number two. Now point number three. The angels are released for communication of the process and strategy to the intercessors. What? The angels are released from heaven. Now the burden has already come and you are fasting and the process is initiated when you fasted. So when you continue to fast and pray, what happens? Angels will come down. Angels will come down. Why they will come down? To bring word to you and communicate to you. In some cases there are angels, in some cases the Holy Spirit can communicate, but most of all, when you fight for territories, when you wage a war against principalities to bring them down, angels come down to talk to you. And that is what happened with Daniel. We will come to that. I will explain you as much as I can in the limits of our time the book of Daniel. It's a powerful book. Angels came and communicated to Daniel what is going to happen. Why? Because of the prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Okay, so what will happen is, the point number three is, once the process is initiated in heaven, angels will be sent, released to you to communicate the process and strategy to the intercessor, to the person. Because even for God to implement strategies for the fulfillment of his prophecy, it has to be implanted in the mind and heart of his servant first. For the servant of God to pray and prophesy as per the strategy that is received. Let me come again. The angels are released for the communication of that process and strategy to the intercessor, because even for God to implement strategies for the fulfillment of his purpose, it has to be first implanted in the mind and heart of his servant, the intercessor, for the servant of God to pray and prophesy as per the strategy that is received. Okay? For example, when you received, for example, are you guys together? Let me give you an example. When you received a plan of God in your heart, and God told you, I want to revive the churches of Georgia. Okay? And when you heard that burden, you started to pray and fast led by the Holy Spirit. Lord, revive the churches of Georgia. Now you are just praying. You don't know how it will happen. You don't know how it will happen. But when you started to pray and fast, angels initiated the, God initiated the process in heaven. And after some days, there will be the second phase of communication to you. Angels will come, or either the Holy Spirit will come and tell you, you are praying for the revival in the churches. This is the strategy. How will I bring the revival in the churches? So now you know the strategy. You are not just praying in the air that revive our church, revive our church. But while praying and fasting, angels came and communicated to you the strategy through which the prophecy can be implemented. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is much to prayer and fasting than you think. And we are going to blow the kingdom of the devil tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. For example, God told you, you were praying, God told Mary, I want to devastate the devil's kingdom in Pennsylvania. And when Mary received that thought of from God's heart, Mary started to pray and fast. When she applied prayer and fasting, God initiated the process for the fulfillment of the thought that came in Mary's heart. And when she continued with prayer and fasting, God started to send angels to her. And the angels communicate, you know, this is the strategy. There needs to be a plan, right? How to fulfill the vision. So he will release the blueprint of the process to you. How to fulfill, how the prophecy can be fulfilled. So that is what angels will come down to communicate to you. And that is what angel Gabriel came down to communicate to Daniel when he was praying and fasting. Okay? So, that is what will happen. That is what point number three. Let's go to point number four. These can take months, and angels have to schedule multiple visits between God's throne and earth. What? This process can take months or even years. And angels of God, and also the Holy Spirit. Okay? Angels of God, but let us concentrate on angels, because we are on Daniel. Because when you pray for territories, when you want to win territories for Christ, angels are involved. Angels are the one who strike principality, and God. Okay? By the way, the archangel Michael has the power over principalities to stop them. Gabriel is the messenger. He is the one going to God's throne room, coming back to the intercessor, then going to God's throne room, coming back to intercessor. If you have read the book of Daniel, it will teach you so. That is what happened in the book of Daniel. Hallelujah. I am telling you, praying and fasting is powerful. You are operating on high levels of the realm of the spirit. You don't know. Okay. So what is that? Point number four is this process can take months, and angels have to schedule multiple visits between God's throne room and the earth. That is point number four. Point number five is fasting and praying has to be applied in this process. Fasting and praying has to be applied in this process. Why? Because demonic principalities, princes in the air, in the realm of the air, will stop the angels to come to bring God's strategy to the mind of the intercessor. And that is what happened in Daniel's book. When Gabriel was coming, the prince of Persia stopped him for 21 days. And he was not able to come to Daniel and communicate the strategy to Daniel. Hallelujah. Oh my God, some of you are out. Oh, hallelujah. Daniel chapter 9. Yeah. Amen. Daniel chapter 9. Okay. So, are we point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 points. Are we clear on the 5 points? What happens while fasting and praying? Okay. This is what happens. Okay. So, let's go to Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus. Daniel chapter 9 verse 1. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. For 70 years, by the prophecy came through Jeremiah, Daniel understood by reading the Bible of those times, the book of the prophecies of those times, that he God will accomplish 7 years in desolation. That means for 70 years, for 70 years the people of Israel will be in bondage. Okay, he came to know that. Verse 3, after he came to know that, then I set my face toward the Lord God to make request by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth and ashes. So I am now relating this. Keep in mind those 5 points. Now we will keep the 5 points in mind, the process in mind, and we will see that Daniel, in Daniel's prayer and fasting, exactly that process was implemented. Now what happened is, Daniel in prayer, Daniel felt the burden for the restoration of Jerusalem and of Israel, that the desolation should end and people of Israel should come back to Israel, to Judah and Jerusalem, and God shall restore his people. That was the prayer burden communicated by God through the Holy Spirit in Daniel's heart while he was praying. Now when this burden came, the Holy Spirit led him to what? In verse 3, to set his face towards the Lord God and make request by prayer, supplication, along with spicing up the food of prayer with spices of fasting. So fasting was added by Daniel for this burden to be carried out. Okay? So point number one and point number two is, now point number two will be covered. So he started to pray. So from verse 4 and verse 19, Daniel chapter 9 verse 4 to verse 19, he prayed, he asked forgiveness, he repented, and he said, we have sinned, Lord. He was praying until verse 19. Okay, until verse 19. Then verse 20 says, now when I was speaking, praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, angel came while he was praying. That is point number two. Angel came in swiftly when he was praying, reached me about the time of the evening offering. Okay? So swiftly the angel was, he started to pray in the morning, by the evening time, the angel came. Who? Gabriel. So Gabriel is the one who goes forth to and fro between God's throne and the earth, taking the burdens of God, strategies of God, communicating it to the intercessors, prophets, then going back to God to take the next assignment. So there is he is a traveling angel. Everyone say traveling angel. He travels a lot. Travels a lot. By the way, that distance between God's throne room and earth, there is a lot of border patrolling. You go from, for example, Mary goes from Pennsylvania to Florida by car. You might have to cross the borders, right? You might find the police on the border patrolling. They will check your license. Okay, you can go. Or even they will check, whether you have taken this document, and border patrolling. So when he comes back and forth, there is a lot of border patrolling. Not angels who patrol, demonic spirits who sit on the gates. And that's why you have to fast to assist the angels to break the patrolling agencies that are there on the border. Hallelujah. Reman toboraba. Mekhas siketiraba. Okay. Hallelujah. I will come to that at a later stage. So then, what happened? He came to him at the evening offering time. Verse 22. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand. At the beginning of your supplication, the command went out. Point number one. And two, When he started to pray and fast, his prayers went to God and the process was initiated and the Gabriel was sent. Okay? The command went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. Okay? Now, verse 24 to 27, I will not read it because it's a prophecy. I can explain to you the prophecy, but it will not go inside of you as of this time. So I want to keep your focus on prayer and fasting. The prophecy is a different route and it's a deep thing. So generally, what Gabriel came to communicate to Daniel was that Israel, the real restoration of Israel is not when Israel goes back to Jerusalem from Babylon. The real restoration of Israel is when the Messiah comes to Israel. That is the prophecy. So Daniel, your prayer has activated the process of coming of the Messiah. You listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. People of God, carefully listen to me. There are many things on God's heart, but he cannot implement it on earth because there is no intercessor who can sit to bring thoughts from his heart. Because Daniel was found greatly beloved of God. That's why the Messiah prophecy was given by Daniel. When you read the book of Daniel, it's more or less the book of Revelation. Whatever is there in Revelation, Daniel already prophesied it in Daniel. Hallelujah. So here Daniel is praying for the restoration. Lord, restore my nation Israel. Lord, we are in bondage. Take us out of captivity. Establish your nation. Establish your temple once again in Jerusalem. Lord, restore, restore. Daniel is praying. Daniel is fasting. And God, in his mercy, reveals the original plan of restoration. Daniel is unknown to Daniel's mind. Daniel is praying for the restoration from Babylon to Israel back again. But God says, this is not the restoration I want to accomplish. The real restoration, Daniel, I will show you. It is the coming of the Messiah. And verse 24 to 27, read back after you finish the meeting. Open your Bible, read it. It is about Messiah. It is about Jesus, who is going to really restore Israel. Okay? So now this prophecy came. A strategy is revealed. Now Daniel knows specifically what I have to pray. Now there is more specificness in his prayer after this communication from Gabriel. Alright? Hallelujah. So Gabriel communicated this prophecy of the restoration of Israel by the Messiah, and Gabriel went back. He went back. But Daniel continued to pray. Okay? So let's go to now Daniel chapter 10. Open your Bible, guys. Daniel chapter 10. Hallelujah. Main to yo sekene rebe. Daniel chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar. Now it is the third year of Cyrus. Darius has gone away. Cyrus came after him, the king Cyrus. Okay. So Daniel continued to fast and pray through the years. And again there was an encounter. Again there was an encounter. And in this encounter, you know who came to him? Jesus appeared to him. Now, people of God, when you read the Old Testament, there is not in every man's life, every prophet's life in Old Testament that Jesus came and encountered. But you will find Jesus coming in the book of Daniel again and again. Do you know first time when Jesus came in the book of Daniel? In the fiery furnace. With Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, the Son of God appeared. That was Jesus. And the second time, it's in Daniel chapter 10. Okay? Now. When intercessors are, when you are serious with your prayer life, you are serious with prayer and fasting, Jesus has to be included in your operations. He has to come to you again and again. He will encounter you. You will see him. You will see him when you are in, because you are working in an office where Jesus is the captain. So the boss will come to you again and again. Many believers don't even know what prayer and fasting. I know many of you want to fast and pray because you want to get married. You want to pray and fast. because you want to get a higher salary, you want to get a promotion. Oh my God, prayer and fasting is primarily not for that. Prayer and fasting is powerful. Hallelujah. God is raising up people. God is raising up an army who will invade the territories, bring down principalities. And Daniel was that kind of a man. Hallelujah. Okay, so let's go in the Bible, Daniel chapter 10, in the third year, verse 1, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar. The message was true, but the appointed time was long, and he understood the message and had the understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. Everyone say 3 full weeks. What are 3 full weeks?
4 weeks.
It is 21 days. It is
3 full weeks.
It is 21 days. Now, Daniel did not choose 21 days. There was a burden. I will tell you why 21 days. And after 21 days, he ended. It was a partial fast where he will not eat anything tasty. He would keep his taste buds away from tasty foods. That was a partial kind of a fast. Daniel went in 3 full weeks. I will tell you at a later stage why 21 days. Not because Daniel's pastor told him 21 days. It was an orchestration from the realm of the spirit. That 21 days. Okay. Let's go ahead. So he was fasting 21 days. Now on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river that is the Tigris, I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold of Uphaz. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. This is not an angel, this is Jesus Christ coming to Daniel. That is also mentioned. This same similar appearance of Jesus Christ is there in Revelation chapter 1 verse 13. You can refer it back home after the meeting, where Jesus, the Alpha Omega, appeared to John the Apostle on the island of Patmos. Okay, let's not go into that. Verse 7. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Now when Jesus came, he did not come for everyone. He only came for one man who was consecrated. That is Daniel. So here in the meeting, if Jesus shows up, everyone will not be able to see him. Only whose eyes are open, they can see Jesus and they can hear his voice. All of you cannot see him. I am not condemning anyone, but I am telling you I am encouraging you to build up your spiritual stature, that when Jesus comes, you are the elected person to encounter him. But others around Daniel, they fled away. Why? Because when Jesus comes, the most holy presence comes with him, the most holy place. And those who have unrepented things in their heart, they flee away because they cannot withstand the presence that comes. Hallelujah. Let's not go there. Verse 8. Therefore, I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor and was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground. Oh my, oh my. So here, what is happening here is, actually, when Jesus is appearing, like John the Apostle was not able to lift up his eyes to Jesus. He was face down on the ground. I had the privilege to see Jesus at the age of 19, and I could not see him. And I was rubbing it on the ground when he came in front of me. I could not see him because the glory is so heavy when he comes. So I did not have the courage to just lift up like this and see who is here. I did not have the courage, I am telling you. That is the glory of His presence. And I will tell you why does it happens. Because we are in the flesh. We are in the flesh. And the flesh cannot bear the glory that Jesus brings in. So that is what happened with Daniel. I can understand Daniel's feeling, what is happening to him. Because I went in my life by God's grace. That happened to me. And I was at that time when he was there in front of me, the light was so bright and I don't know, the room was filled with glory that I was rubbing my face on the ground. I could not bear the presence. My God. And that is what happened with Daniel here when Jesus appeared. And Jesus tried to speak to him, but he could not hear Jesus because of the heavy glory. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Believers, you need to know Jesus more than you know him today. There is a lot about him you don't know. Hallelujah. Verse 10. Suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hand. And he said to me, now this hand. So Jesus, since Daniel was not able to communicate with Jesus directly, now Gabriel stepped in and touched him. So Jesus told Gabriel, my angel Gabriel, come here, come here, come here. This guy cannot bear my presence. So you only communicate to him, okay? You communicate to him because he needs to know some things that his prayer and fasting are doing, okay? So he touched him and he said to me, verse 11, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Now Daniel was able to stand now because Gabriel stepped in. And the same words that Gabriel used in Daniel chapter 9, O man greatly beloved. So it is the nature of communication. Gabriel is not written here, but the nature of communication is like Gabriel. Gabriel talking to Daniel. Verse 12. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard and I have come because of your words. The first point that I mentioned of the 5 points, his prayer initiated the activities. And why I have come to you, Daniel? Because of your prayer and fasting. There is a process that is initiated in heaven for the restoration of Israel because you are praying and fasting in Babylon. So I came to you again because your words are heard. And what you are greatly beloved. Do not fear. Hallelujah. My God, may you be a praying woman. May you be a praying man whose words go up to the throne room of God in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Daniel was that man who had a consecrated life, who lived for God, and his prayers were powerful. Many believers pray all night, but their prayer just hits the ceiling of their house and comes back. It does not goes up to the throne room of God to activate the activity of angels. My God. Hallelujah. Everyone say praying and fasting is powerful.
Praying and fasting is powerful.
Praying and fasting is powerful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 13. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. Underline 21 days. Now, that is why Daniel was fasting for 21 days. Because something came in his heart to continue to fast. By the way, this 21 day fast, when he began, he did not knew he will go for up till 21 days and stop there. There are some fasts that I do. I start to fast, but until God tells me to stop. Not a complete fasting, but a partial fasting. Okay? And so I will not stop until God. So I don't have 21. I will fast for 21 days. There is no time limit until God tells me. Because there is a burden that has communicated by the Holy Spirit to me. Because there is something happening in the realm of the Spirit. Gabriel is being resisted by the Prince of Persia. Because of which, Daniel, you fast. And on the 21st day of his fasting, the Holy Spirit told Daniel, stop your fast. Why? Because Gabriel was released. Are you guys understanding? The 21 day fast was not specified. Daniel did not decided that, oh, I will go for a 21 day. He started his fast on the 21th day. The Holy Spirit told him, stop. The purpose for which you are fasting is done. Okay? What was the purpose? The Gabriel, the angel Gabriel, who was supposed to bring the word for Daniel, he was resisted by a principality. And who was that principality? Prince of Persia. Are you now understanding about what I am talking about, the spiritual kingdom and the first king, the second king and all those things? Hallelujah. We are getting into, Daniel is in heavy spiritual warfare here. So 21 days, the prince of Persia resisted. Who? Gabriel. And for 21 days, that is why Daniel was led to fast until 21 days. So there are some fasting that you don't decide the days. You start the fasting until the Holy Spirit tells you, stop today, it is done. And you stop. Okay? Hallelujah. So the 21 days fasting, many of the people, I will fast like Daniel 21 days. No, I am telling you the meaning of his fast. He did not even decide at 21 days. But on the 21 day of the fast, Michael was released because Daniel was fasting. And Michael withstood the prince of Persia and released Gabriel. You have a ministry to carry out the operations of the angels. At your fasting, at your tongues, the angels operate. The angels are assisted with power from God because of your prayer and fasting. Amen. Oh my, hallelujah. So, but the prince of kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. What is there in your Bible? Kings, plural, right? With the kings of Persia. There is a prince of Persia. There are kings of Persia. You see, Gabriel was alone there fighting and fighting, and they had tied Gabriel, or they had limited Gabriel. Why? Because the kingdom of Satan does not wants you to receive communications from heaven. That is why you need to fast. Why did the kings and the prince of Persia stopped Gabriel so that Gabriel will not be able to go to earth and communicate the next plan to Daniel? Listen to me, people of God. You think that devil is against your job, devil is against your finances, the devil is against your marriage. Oh, the devil is not a hanky-panky entity. He is more interested in people who are fighting for the kingdom. And why did he stop Gabriel? So that the will of God, the purpose, the next strategy should not be communicated to Daniel. That's why principalities work. There are so many believers in the church too. They deal with small demons. They think the devil does not want them to become wealthy. Oh, the devil has other agendas. His agenda is to stop God's communication with his people. So that we have no clue what God wants to do on earth. No clue. That's why he makes your life with small mosquito bites. He makes your life so much terrible, as if you have a cancer, but just a mosquito bit you and you think you have cancer. And the devil makes it look so to you because he wants to make you dry in your prayer life. He wants to make you a natural believer. He wants to make you a carnal believer so that you cannot provoke God's heart, cannot provoke God's communication to come to you. That's why he attacks your prayer life. The day you decide, I want to go and communicate with God in my room, that there will be attacks. Why? Because the devil does not want God to communicate to you. He does not want you to know the plans of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So the princes and the kings of Persia resisted Gabriel. But Michael, one of the chief princes. Now Michael is an angel for Israel. He fights for Israel. For reference, you can go to Daniel chapter 12. Michael, your prince, your angel. So Michael is the prince of Israel. He fights for Israel. He's the warrior for God. Okay. So, okay. Verse 14. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the later days. For the vision refers to many days yet to come. When he had spoken such words to me, I turned my face towards the ground and became speechless. Okay, let's jump on to verse 20. Verse 20. Then he said, do you know why I have come to you? And now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia. When I have communicated to you, I will go back and what? Fight with the prince of Persia. Because the prophecy that I am giving to you, the prophecy includes the fall of the kingdom of Persia. Then the fall of the kingdom of Greece. Oh my God, we are dealing in kingdoms. Guys, we are dealing in kingdoms. Here, in the book of Daniel, right? Daniel chapter 11, 12, when you read it, it is about the prince of Persia. It is about Greece. It is about the king of the north. It is about the king of the south. It is about the Antichrist. It is about all those things. And at the end, it is about the restoration of Israel. Where Israel will go back to Jesus. They will go to heaven. Hallelujah. So Daniel pulled out by his prayer and fasting the blueprint of what will happen till the end of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Does God speak to you, my dear friends? Or do you just read the Bible and pray and that's it? Or does the Most High God speak to you?
Amen.
If He does not speak to you, you are not serious enough and you have not developed an appetite to pray and fast. Hallelujah. Okay, so he will go back to fight the prince of Persia. When I have gone forth, indeed the prince of Greece will come. So what is happening here? Gabriel is telling Daniel, your prayer and fasting has activated the process for God to pull down the kingdom of, first of all, the Persian kingdom. And then when Persian kingdom is desolated, destroyed, the prince of Greece will come. Then God has to destroy the prince of Greece. Then when the prince of Greece has gone, the king of the north, the king of the south. So it is after that, you know, all these things. We are still in Daniel's prophecy. Kingdoms are fighting against God's kingdom. Kingdoms are fighting against God's kingdom. But the kingdom will belong to the King Jesus Christ, whose kingdom will last forever. And he shall reign forever.
Amen.
He shall reign forever.
Amen.
And we are his people of that kingdom and serving that king. And this is spiritual warfare. This is the quest of the kingdoms.
Amen.
And we are fighting for kingdoms.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Verse 21. But I will tell you what is noted in the scripture of truth. No one upholds me against these except Michael, your prince. Because he was a Jew. And Michael was the angel for the Jewish people over Israel. Hallelujah. So, do you remember? Okay, let me, those of you who are not getting it. That's why we put it on the YouTube so that you can go back, refer, listen again and again, write it down and then it may go to your mind. So, those of you who are not understanding, you remember what Nebuchadnezzar saw in his first dream? He saw an idol, he saw the head of gold, the chest of silver, and then bronze, then iron. And you know what Daniel interpreted? The first one is Babylon. The second one is a kingdom lower than you. The third one is a kingdom lower than you, lower than that. And then the fourth one is a mixture of kingdom and so on and so forth. But what will happen is a stone which is cut without human hands will come and strike at the feet, at the last kingdom. And all the kingdoms will fall. And that stone will become into a huge mountain that shall cover the whole earth. And that is the kingdom of God that will take over every other kingdom. So, that is what Daniel is accomplishing in the realm of the spirit through prayer and fasting. So that is what Gabriel is doing at the prayer and fasting through Daniel. Gabriel is been sent to communicate this mystery. And what the devil did not wanted is, the devil did not wanted this strategy to come to Daniel's mind. If it comes to a man's mind, the strategies of heaven, that man is so powerful that he can cause havoc in the devil's kingdom. One man can take down the whole kingdom. One man of God. Do you believe that? That is the power of one believer who can take his life seriously and live for God and consecrate your life to God for prayer and fasting. You are powerful enough to take down the whole kingdom. One man, Moses, was heavy on a whole army of Israel. One man, Moses. Because Moses was trained on the mountain in the school of the Spirit, in spiritual warfare. The end time plan of God is for the nations and to raise up. And that is my ministry. I can preach a surface level preaching and surface revelation. Oh, God loves you. Oh, those enemies who are trying to destroy you, you will destroy them, and all those things. I can preach it here. But God has called me for a specific ministry. He's called me to raise up an army. I am for that specific ministry. God appointed me. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know? When I was in the 10th grade. Now in 10th grade in India, we are supposed to give the board exams, the government board exams. So all the schools in the 10th grade, we give board exams. So I never went to tuition classes. But in the 10th grade, my mother told, okay, I want you to bring good marks in your 10th grade. So let me admit you into a tuition classes, into extra tuition classes. So I went into the tuition class. Okay. And I was sitting with a group and they used to teach me. And they used to teach me. So when it was the first exam, there are unit test, semester exam, and then at the end of the year, the final board exam. So the first exam that happened in my school, what happened is, beyond everyone's expectation, in my class, I was the first rank. I got the first rank in my class. Listen. I am not telling it that I study well, because they were shocked how this guy brought first rank. He never brought a first rank. So I got the highest mark. I was shocked. What happened? I got the first rank. So what happened is, the head of that tuition classes called me in the personal room to do a personal meeting with me. And he told me, listen. He told me that, Rahul, what we will do is, you will not sit with those bunch of people. We will make you sit with another bunch of people who are 10, 12 people, few people. I asked him why. He told that those bunch of people, we are teaching them to pass the exam. But since you got the first rank in your school, we think that you can top the class. So we want to admit you into a group of people where we teach them to bring the first rank in exam. So let us change your group. And they changed my class. So this is how it's done with believers. There are believers who just want to scrape their way to heaven. But there are believers who want to rank high like Daniel. And this classroom is for those people. Okay? This classroom is for my ministry is specific to those people. Hallelujah. So only those people can sit in this meeting. Otherwise, those who want blessings, breakthrough, and they cannot sit in this meeting. Many have left because they wanted to hear something else, and I preach something else. Because here people are supposed to, there are people who have potential to come at the first position in God's ranking. Yeah. Hallelujah. God wants to raise up generals. Hallelujah. That is what I want to say. Okay. Hallelujah. So are you understanding? The Prince of Persia. So once the Prince of Persia is defeated, the Prince of Greece will come. Once the Prince of Greece is defeated, the next kingdom will come. Then the next kingdom will come. There is a kingdom fight, and the kingdom of God will destroy all the kingdoms that we see on earth today. Every kingdom will be destroyed. And to do that, God needs Daniels. Hallelujah. And God wants to choose you. Hallelujah. Into the intimate ministry of intercession, prayer, fasting, spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Many of you think, oh brother, I have done evangelism. I have gone on the streets, this distributed tracts. I don't fear to preach the gospel. I can die for Jesus. But God assigned me not to win souls, to win territories. To win territories. That is the apostolic call. That is the apostolic invasion that will happen in the end times. Whatever is happening, we got to pray for that. But don't focus more. What will happen? The war will happen. This will happen. Don't hear prophecies and get frightened. Hear those prophecies and pray. Most of the Christians get frightened. Oh my God, I don't know what will happen. Brother Rahul prophesied about Japan. He prophesied about China. They will war and this and that. Don't get frightened. I am not frightening you. I am just alarming you and telling you. We don't have to get frightened, because our focus should be on God's kingdom and building God's kingdom and building the lives of people. When Russia started to war against Ukraine, you know, believers panicked. What is happening in the world? People sent me messages. Brother Rahul, we got to pray. We got to pray. We got to pray. And what is happening? This is happening. And everyday news, believers were seeing the news. Oh my God, oh my God. And they were panicking. They were panicking. And I prayed. And then I told God, Lord, do you have a word about this situation that is happening between Russia and Ukraine? And you know what the Lord told me? The Lord told me that whatever is happening, let it happen, Rahul. You focus on building God's kingdom. It's a strategy of the enemy to distract us. To distract us from building God's kingdom. So we continue to build God's kingdom. Study the prophets. Study the Old Testament. Study the New Testament. Elijah, Elisha, they never got involved in the affairs of the king. They were separated from that. They sat in that secret place and operated. They never had a congregation. They never had a mega church. But these are prophets who operated and changed the destinies of nations through prayer. You don't need to have a congregation, a mega church, or a lot of money. But when you practice your prayer and fasting in the secret place, sitting in your wilderness, you will change the destinies of nations. You will play with the devil. Rhys Howells, I don't know how many of you know him. Do you know Rhys Howells? Does anyone know Rhys Howells here? Rhys Howells was the one, evangelist Renard Bonnke. You might know him. Renard Bonnke did the Bible college degree from the college of Rhys Howells. Rhys Howells was the man from Europe. I think he used to stay in England. This man was at the time of Hitler, when Hitler was causing havoc on earth. That man having a spirit of Antichrist, Hitler. You know what he used to do? He was an intercessor. He used to sit in the room with a group of intercessors and pray. And before Hitler makes a plan, God used to release the blueprint in Hitler's war room that he used to make to Rhys Howells. And he used to see the blueprint before him. Then he would explain his intercessors, this is what Hitler is going to do. And then they will pray and cancel his plans. Rhys, that's why many of you don't know him. Because these are secret agents of God. Hallelujah. They don't have a ministry on the pulpit. They play with the destiny of the kings sitting on the throne. They are powerful. These people. Unknown people in the wilderness. Rhys Howells. My God. I have his book. And I was reading his book. That's how I know what he used to do. Before Hitler could do something, okay, everything that Hitler does, it was released to Rhys Howells by the angels, by the Holy Spirit. And Rhys Howells would pray, and that's how Hitler ended terribly. Those who know Hitler, and I have read the documentary of Hitler, I know, you know how Hitler ended. Why? Because there was an intercessor on earth who ended the reign of that wicked man. Hallelujah. I will not take any longer any wickedness from the devil. In Jesus' mighty name, we shall stand up as intercessors, as an army of God, and come against the wicked forces that are operating on earth. Hallelujah. Okay. I want to take you to few scriptures before we pray. Okay, Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and 29. So this is not only in Daniel. This strategy is used elsewhere in the Bible. The 5 points. Remember the 5 points. So that is the strategy God uses. First of all, God communicates his purpose to man's heart, and it becomes a prayer burden. It becomes a prophecy, like Isaiah the burden against the burden. So every, it comes in the form of burden. When you apply fasting, it initiates the process. Angels come, communicate the strategy, they go back and they continue to work for the fulfillment of the prophecies. If God cannot find anyone on earth who prays and fasts, he cannot fulfill his purpose. There will be delays in God's plan. And that's why Jesus, the model of prayer that he introduced to the disciple was, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So the prayer model was primarily to bring God's kingdom. That is the ministry of prayer. Okay, any which way. So go to Joel. Let's go to Joel. Shall we continue, guys? Or are you sleeping? Apart. Yeah. Amen. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Joel chapter 2 verse 28. "And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also on my men servant and on my maid servant I will pour out my spirit in those days." This prophecy did not start with Joel, it started with Moses. Moses received this burden in his heart and he prayed. And when he prayed, it came as a form of prophecy after many years in the mouth of the prophet Joel. Let's go to Numbers chapter 11. I am teaching you the operations of heaven from the Bible. Numbers, how God operates with intercessors, prophets, apostles. Numbers chapter 11 verse 29. "Then Moses said to him, Are you zealous for my sake?" 11:29. "Are you zealous for my sake? Oh, that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them." What did Moses pray? All God's people be prophets, and God will put his spirit on all of them. Are you understanding? The prayer life of Moses attracted this burden of God to Moses' heart, which Moses started to pray. And when he started to pray, it was converted into a prophecy which came in the mouth of Joel after many years. And when Joel prophesied, it orchestrated things in the realm of the spirit. And this prophecy, which started as a burden in the heart of an intercessor, was accomplished in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost. Are you understanding, or should I come again? It went over you, or you understood. What I am trying to say is, what happened on the day of Pentecost, and even so, what will happen in these days, end days, that God will pour out his spirit, right? It started as a prayer burden in the heart of Moses. Every revival that comes on earth, it starts in the heart of an intercessor, which is coming from the heart of God. If there are no intercessors, there are no revivals. Hallelujah. Oh my. Luke chapter 2, verse 12. Luke chapter 2. Hallelujah. Let's go to Luke. Chapter 2, verse 25. Luke chapter 2 verse 25, let's read that. "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit in the temple. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." For Jesus to come on earth, there were intercessors on earth who were preparing his manifestation on earth. Luke chapter 2, let's go to 36. The same chapter, 36. "Now there was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple and served God with fastings and praying night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. There were people in Israel like Anna. She served God. She was 84 years old, served God with fasting and praying in the temple. And God had already communicated to her heart that the Messiah will come. Hallelujah. People of God, you need to learn how to tap into God's heart and bring his purposes to your mind. It is through prayer and fasting. Are you seeing the process? I came to this verses because, like Moses, he was a man of prayer, and God communicated to his heart, "Moses, this is on my heart, Moses. I want to anoint everyone with the Holy Spirit." So Moses, that prayer burden from God's heart became a prayer in his mouth, and Moses prayed, and that prayer became a prophecy after many years. And Joel prophesied that God will pour out his Spirit on all flesh, and that prophecy brought the fulfillment and manifestation of the pouring out on Holy Spirit. We would not have received the Holy Spirit if Moses would not have interceded. We need intercessors. If there are no intercessors who can know God's heart and pray, there will be no revivals. Hallelujah. Anna, the prophetess, 84 years old. Only 7 years she was married and the husband died. She never got remarried, but she served God in the temple. Fasting and praying, fasting and praying, fasting and praying. Why? To bring down God's purposes on earth. And she was waiting for the Messiah. And see, when she saw that child, she knew, the Holy Spirit told her, "This is the child that you were praying for. This is the Messiah who will redeem Israel." All these things started from the beginning. Daniel prayed. Hallelujah. Do you know how things happen on the earth? How God executes his plans? It's so wonderful. So let me end here. Let me end here. I know more will not go into you, so let me end here. This is how God functions. This is how God's function. That's why I always tell you, people of God, that the primary job of a believer, even though you don't have a pulpit, the primary call of a believer is priesthood, is intercession. That's how you can receive the things in the heart of God. It comes to your heart. And you start praying about it. When you start praying about it, God initiates the process. Angels will be sent to you to communicate the future strategy. Hallelujah. Listen to me. In 2018, I was praying. I don't know. I had an unusual burden to pray, and I prayed, I fasted. I was working in an office that time. So, but yet, whenever I used to have a day off, I would close my room and pray and fast. And in those days, what started to happen is, I started to see in front of me through visions a triangle, and inside the triangle there was an eye, and I knew it was the demonic society of Illuminati. And even as I was praying, I saw the triangle cut down in two halves with a sword, and then I saw a great multitude of people and a person on a pulpit speaking to those people. And the Holy Spirit told me, this is Antichrist who is going to come. And these are the people preparing for his coming. There are agendas that are going to be implemented. So that prayer burden came into my mind, and I started praying. Even as I prayed, weeks went by. And I saw so many things that were happening on international level, on political level. And then a point came where God told me, stop, it's done. I thought, what is done? What I was praying for? What is done? Lord, can you show me what I have accomplished through this prayer that you gave me the burden for? So when I was praying, a certain day, the Lord led me to a news. And on the news, there was something that was going to be implemented in 2021, which is called the Agenda 21. In Agenda 21, they were going to kill all, they were going to ask all the old people, I think about the age of 60, to die, depopulate the earth. And the agenda 21 is about preserving the earth. It is an antichrist agenda, it is an Illuminati agenda, and they wanted to implement that agenda in 2021, right? Okay. And their agenda was, the earth is suffering because of human beings, so human beings have to leave the earth very fast. So old people, die fast so that your children will find space on earth and they can enjoy the earth. That is their agenda. So there were several points in the agenda that you cannot poop, you have to hold your poop, your poop is destroying the earth. This nonsense things were there in the agenda that I don't want to even say. That agenda, listen to me people of God, that agenda, satanic agenda, was going to be implemented, you know when? 2021. And the Lord showed me that was delayed. Some problem was caused to the implementation and it was delayed. It was taken up to 2030 is their scheduled date for implementation. So there was a 9 years delay in that agenda. And God told me, this is what you have prayed for, Rahul. Because you prayed, I delayed, I cancelled the plan of the enemy that was supposed to come in 2021. I am talking these things to you so that you can know the power of intercession. You can save the world from a calamity. Hallelujah. The devil is behind schedule in Jesus' name. Even through the pandemic, he wanted to do many things. Even through the shock, whatever rockets that they insert, I will not take the name, but he wanted to do many things to people. But intercessors prayed. And he is falling behind schedule. He wanted to do a lot of things till now. He is falling behind schedule because he thinks that he will invade the world and he will not let the spirit to be poured out. But we are here to resist the devil. Is the church standing up tonight to stand in the gap and say, devil, we will not give you rest. We are here to resist you. Manto ramama ekona rekali. Let us pray, people of God. Remanara Manomomomo Shamantakayama. There is a heavy presence of God descending in my room as of now. And I believe God is the presence of God and the anointing of the Most High is descending, is coming upon some people tonight. Get rid of your domestic problems. Stop complaining. Stop grumbling. You have a high calling on your life. You have the calling of an intercessor. Hallelujah. Mel prakema. Mem prayana. Mam prakata. Sentranere. Eyabana tike siketa. Father, I pray to God that you will pour out your spirit on all flesh, that they will see visions, they will see dreams, Lord, that they will prophesy, that their eyes will be opened in Jesus' name.